Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, friends. It's actually very nice and normal to be here with you today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like in the last few months, there have been so many days that I've been just riveted to the television because of what's happening in the world and what we're all hoping for and frightened of. And yesterday was just one of those crazy days. Like, I need to talk to you guys today. Like, I need you to tell me everything's going to be okay. And it's a, man, these are just weird-ass times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, I'm ready to say bye to 2021, too.
That was my favorite. Yeah, I came, well, look, let's just start from, or I'll start from
go
where.
Go for it, yeah.
I finally got to go for a surf yesterday, so I ran out of here right after work.
Back when things were normal, right?
Right.
Well, semi-normal.
Yeah, semi-normal.
I hit the ocean, and when I came out, there were already 10 texts on my phone from you guys.
Yeah.
And you guys were going back and forth like, what's happening to the world? And I'm sitting there on the street by my car going, what are these guys talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they doing? Now, of course, upon getting in my car, getting changed and getting into my car and getting home and getting to see the news, I did see what you were talking about, but I definitely didn't have the heightened level of concern that you guys were already at by one.
Well, it was, I mean, honestly, it was like the world was turned upside down yesterday. I flipped on the news to see what was happening with the Electoral College certification mm-hmm. thing, and I fell asleep right after the show. Like,
I went in
and I laid down next to John and we're chatting, and then I sort of drifted, so I didn't get in front of the TV until a little later. And as I was watching it, I'm like, oh my god, what's happening, and this huge stream of people, they broke into the state house, like they broke into Capitol Hill. It's so I'm sitting there watching it, and I swear to god, you feel like you get to a point in your life where nothing can surprise you, and in that you're not scared of sort of random things that are happening far away. Like you feel like you can, or if you have some fear of that, you can sort of get around it in your head. But I actually felt like scared for America. Like, what the hell are these people doing? And why the hell would someone stir them? I mean, I guess I know why the hell someone would stir them up. But Nikki and I were having a whole side conversation. Like, she was, you know, fully.
I just didn't expect it because I was here at the station and I always have all these tabs open for all like the news outlets. And I was trying to look at like the election results for Georgia and nothing really, like, throughout the morning, same
right.
stuff. Went, got lunch, and then I came home and I walk in and I see all that happening. I'm like, how did that happen for me? Going to San Francisco to home. Like,
what I'm saying, I was in the ocean for a couple hours and came out and it seemed like all hell broke loose.
Right.
And my partners at work were on, like, my phone was blown up. My phone
right.
doesn't ring. I don't get texts. Who am I talking to? Right. So I'm looking at it going, wow, I got 8-10 texts in 2 hours.
Right. You knew
Look
something
at me
was
go.
Up. So popular.
Yeah, I am happening, everybody. Here.
It's like the New Year's text when people text you happy new year or happy birthday. You get all these texts, you're like, oh, I'm so popular. And then the next day, it's nothing again.
Nothing again.
Yeah, you guys are going back and forth. I'm driving around with Cameron, like seeing all these TMZ pop-ups and then your texts. And I'm like kind of pulling over.
Because
I just drive in circles. I've been doing that lately. I just to leave the house, her and I just drive to nowhere.
You can't go anywhere. So
I'm pulling over
around
and read the TMZ. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, continue driving. And then I'll just respond to you quick and continue driving.
I know. And it's just, I mean, it's funny because then I start thinking about, well, how will we talk? What will we say tomorrow? Mm. Like, how will that go? So I start a conversation with Michael Martin and, you know, what are your thoughts? And he's like, I'm in the middle of, you know, of this. This is, you know, and then all the intercom emails start circling around. I'm just like, oh, my God. So I think that. You know, I got a good night's sleep last night, and I woke up this morning trying to, you know, I'm a hopeful person. I think I'm an optimist. Mm-hmm. And I think that I will be fine, right? We'll be
yes.
fine.
Yes. Of course. Yes. I don't know why you wouldn't think that look.
I don't know. It's scary. You see something like that where it's like,
I'm not saying it's not scary.
I'm an American. I'm a patriot. I am.
I'm not saying there's no reason to be concerned, but I am saying that at some point, look, this bleep show, and I don't want to start even saying names.
Right.
I don't want to start.
We all know.
I don't want to
behind it
poke the bear, so to speak. So I'm not trying to go there. I just think that it's over in a couple weeks. We move on. And these are the last gasps of a desperate person. And hopefully, one of the things I thought of is, NBC, if you give this guy another show. If you give
Nobody
this guy.
Nobody give him another show.
Like, there should not be another platform for this person. That for sure needs to not happen.
Well, the problem is half the country is fully behind him and believes the lies and conspiracies.
Well, I don't.
I'm sure
think
my
half
mom
the
is
country,
wishing that she could text me right now about it.
You should ask your mom.
I don't want to.
Was she fully down with what went down yesterday?
They are. Well, I don't know if she's fully down with that. That seems extreme. Four people died. Uh-huh. You know, this is these hallowed halls were invaded, and. And people were threatened, and there was some jamoke sitting in the seat where statesmen for years have sat. I mean, it's disgusting,
appalling.
Shameful, disgraceful, mm-hmm. frightening.
So your mom liked it?
I don't know because we didn't talk about it. You know what we talked about this morning? Bridgerton. We both really like that.
That's good.
Yeah, that's what we started talking about in my house, too.
I definitely thought it seems to me like a reasonable person would have a hard time explaining what went down yesterday away. You know, and I mean reasonable, like, yes, you're a Republican, and yes, you... And look, I don't claim to be a Democrat. I'm not. I don't necessarily vote Democrat every time just because I that's my party. I don't have that affiliation. And yet I don't know how you as a Republican explain away yesterday's behavior as needed, necessary, important. I don't know how you could say that. I'd love to hear the story where someone is able to explain it to me and make me go, "Oh, that was
Yeah, well.
That makes a lot of sense then.
Good
like
luck.
I just can't.
Good luck
I don't
finding
see
that
it.
Person.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
I thought that you know, so as they reconvened at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and several Republicans spoke out very strongly about what had happened, and actually Mitt Romney, basically I thought summed it all up, and I don't know if we're not going to spend all day in this. We're really not. I feel like we are sort of an outlet for you to. Not have to deal with this all day. So while it'll get addressed and we're talking about it now, we're not gonna play you.
Did
everybody's
we cancel
speeches.
Doug?
No.
No, we didn't cancel Doug.
Okay, so he'll do the reports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
And you guys can ask
we're
him
just,
questions.
We're not gonna
so
spend
he's
all
great.
Day on it. But Mitt Romney actually basically yelled at the Congress and said, look, we have to tell people the truth. This isn't happening because there was any fraud. This is happening because half the country is buying what you guys are selling. And it's disheartening because I do feel, because I, the people that I love do believe this.
Mm-hmm.
People that I love and Same. Respect and was raised by and told me I could go out into the world and do anything and help me believe in myself, believe in this bull. It's really, oh man.
I know.
I'm a hopeful optimist. I am. And I do believe that we're going to be okay. I was very embarrassed for America yesterday.
Same.
And I just, you know, I really want things to go well from here on out. And I really wish that the truth could be revealed to these 75 million people or whatever the number is.
That's how they feel about us, though.
I know. Right. And that makes me go, well, am I being lied to?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it undermines the whole thing. Anyway, so we scheduled a little maybe extra music today. And at this point, I'd actually like to play some. So let's take a break here. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be back and we'll be... You're going to love it. It's going to be normal. It's going to be just fine.
Yay. You're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
It's Thursday.
It is.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.